This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's defense minister said he's optimistic of further Western military aid during a visit with his French counterpart in Paris on Tuesday.
So we will see, but I'm an optimist, and I think it will be as soon as possible.
Ukraine is pushing its Western allies to provide it with fighter jets a week after winning pledges of sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion force after almost a year of fighting. Speaking at a news conference following the meeting, the defense minister said he and the French minister did not discuss specific brands of fighter jets in their talks, but discussed aviation platforms to help Ukraine's ground-to-air defense. Ukraine's prime minister announced a summit with the European Union will take place in Kyiv on Friday that would send a quote-unquote powerful signal to Moscow and the world almost a year after Russia launched its invasion. Also on Tuesday, Ukraine said it was expecting up to 140 modern tanks from its Western allies as Russian forces claim new ground close to the frontline hotspot of Bakhmut. A study by anti-graft organizations find most of the world's countries fails to fight corruption. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Transparency International's 2022 Corruption Perceptions Index reveals governments hampered by corruption lack of the capacity to protect the people, while public discontent is more likely to turn into violence. In summary, corruption has made our world a more dangerous place, the index finds. The index rated 180 countries and territories. Somalia was at the bottom with 12 points out of the maximum 100, while Denmark is seen as the least corrupt this year with 90 points. I'm Charles.